I'll now hand over to Frances.
Our first group of stories this week all have a natural theme. Unfortunately, we cannot bring you the dramatic picture of Horatio the horse being rescued from the Wensum River, or the attractive photos accompanying a story about Bishop Graham's address to the House of Lords on protection of chalk streams. A UEA student has won a prize for his research on curlews, while proposed improvements to the Sweetbriar marshes have got their go-ahead. Meanwhile, a tree next to Norwich Market has grown so large that the adjacent market stall has had to move. Tree stalls, stalls trade. Here is Phil with news of Horatio's rescue.
A horse has had to be rescued from a river after getting into a spot of bother. Fire crews from Carrow and Hurlham attended the incident near Norwich and took more than 2 hours to winch the horse from the water. A spokesman from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service said, "We were called out to a job on Taverham Road, where an unfortunate horse had got itself stuck in the River Wensum. Unable to get back out, the crews from Sprowston and Carrow galloped down to the scene to give the worn-out horse a hand. Using harnesses and a teleporter vehicle, the crews managed to safely return the horse to stable ground and leave it in the care of a vet. We hope this successful rescue helps to stir up some smiles."
A row over new planning rules that critics say could leave Norfolk's rare chalk streams at risk has taken a fresh twist after an intervention by the Bishop of Norwich. The House of Lords has supported Bishop Graham Usher's calls for new legal protections for the precious waterways as part of the forthcoming Planning and Infrastructure Bill. It follows government ministers dismissing calls from a cross-party group of MPs for stringent rules to be put in place to ensure the streams are protected from harm caused by new developments. Backed by 196 votes to 137 against, the amendment requires development plans to list chalk streams and identify how they will be protected. It also imposes a responsibility on planning authorities to protect and enhance chalk stream environments. Without the amendment, the proposed new legislation would not require planning authorities to take particular account of chalk streams in their decision making. A separate proposal to limit over-abstraction would also come too late for many threatened waterways. Bishop Graham called for a planning system that works with nature, not against it. However, while the amendment was passed in the House of Lords, it still needs to gain the backing of MPs. Environmental campaigners have urged people to contact their local MP in a bid to gain their support for the changes. Dubbed England's rainforests, there are only about 200 chalk streams left in the world, with 85% of them found in the UK, 25 of which flow through Norfolk.
A student who studied an endangered bird for his master's dissertation has scooped a £1,000 prize for his work. University of East Anglia student Caleb Stradling won the Bishop of Norwich's annual ecology prize for his research on nesting curlews. Caleb, who now works full-time for Curlew Country in Shropshire, received the highest marks for a master's dissertation in applied ecology and conservation. Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, also studied ecology at university and is the lead bishop for the environment for the Church of England. "As a Christian, it's my calling to care for God's creation, and it is a privilege to be able to support this kind of research," he said. Caleb's work is giving curlews the best chance of survival and helping make it possible that generations to come will be able to delight in the beautiful curlew call.
A 90-acre nature reserve in the city is set to undergo a revamp to make its park more accessible. Norfolk Wildlife Trust, which is responsible for Sweetbriar Marshes, has been told it can go ahead with the work to build a small car park, improve the footpaths and add a new entrance to the site. The work is expected to begin in November and will be completed in phases over the next 2 years. A spokeswoman for the trust said the organisation purchased a small redundant yard at the end of Burnett Road, where the car park will be built for people with accessibility needs, as well as a changing places and accessible toilet. She said there will also be a space for coach or minibus parking for school and group visits, and a small base for the reserve staff and volunteers. A new accessible entrance to the marshes will also be built to make it easier for visitors with limited mobility to explore the site. This work, known as the first phase, will take place over winter 2025 and will be finished by March 2026. The second phase of work, which will take place on site, will begin in the winter of 2026 with a break in the spring and summer to avoid disturbing breeding birds and other wildlife. It will see several improvements, including lookout viewing platforms, wildlife observation screens, and communal seating areas, and will finish by March 2027.
A popular market stall that's been in the same spot for nearly four decades is being forced to move because of a tree. Mike Debs and Sons, a family-run fruit and veg stand, has stood at the front of Norwich Market for 37 years, but has now shifted to the neighbouring plot. James Reed, who manages the business with his brother and father Mike, said the tree directly in front of the stall had grown too large and was taking up space that could be used for their stock. As chopping down the tree is not an option, the traders decided the best option was to move next door. The tree has grown so big it took up all the stall space. Mr. Reed added he was unsure who might move into their old stall, but he looked forward to welcoming new tenants. Norwich Market has 190 stalls and has been a central trading hub for the community in Norwich for nearly 950 years.